This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury. This is Enterprise, and welcome to Open for Business. I've got three guys in the studio right now, and it's kind of on a topic that's very close to my heart, right? I've been involved in radio for over 20 years, and part of that process, some way around 10, 11 years ago, this thing called podcast was around, and it was one of those things that highbrow people used to listen to. You'd listen to The Economist, and you'd listen to people like The Telegraph and all that kind of stuff. However, times have changed. Now, most people, in one way or another, are consuming some kind of podcast, whether or not it's on your phone, whether it's on your other mobile devices, or even on your laptop. These fellas have got involved with this. They are from Renegade Radio. In the studio, I have Kush, I have Kelvin, and I have Jeff.
Hello. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Right, we're going to go around the table. First of all, Kush, tell us what you do.
Hey, I'm Kush. I'm the head of creative at Renegade Radio. Basically, I handle basic communications for whoever comes into the Renegade family. So I just give them an alignment of where to go, what to find, where, how do we do things. And I also handle the creative side of things. So I designed a website, our basic brochures, cards, things like that, and I manage the social media as well.
Okay, Jeff.
Yeah, I'm Jeff. I'm head of productions, and I kind of oversee all the activities happening at the studio. I manage the equipment, and I make sure whatever the show is running in the studio, I'm always there to produce it for them. So yeah, I manage all that.
Kelvin.
Hello. I am the founder of Renegade Radio. I'm also the CEO. Not chief executive, but the cover everything officer. So I'm also a business development.
Right.
So I handle the business side of the podcast network.
Okay. And there's one member missing. Who's that?
His name is Nani Lai. He's our CFO. Unfortunately, he couldn't make it because of some family emergency. He handles all the accounts, the finances, basically the numbers part of business.
Right. Okay. So where do we start? Podcasts then. Why podcasts? Were you big fans of radio before? Were you huge consumers of podcasts? Or how did it work?
I have been listening to podcasts for a good half a decade now. Mm. You know, coming from The American Life, you have places like Gimlet, Radiotopia, so many podcast networks out there. But unfortunately, there is none in Malaysia. Mm. So I was actually thinking about it, like, why not start a podcast here? Bring what I know of podcasts to the people of Malaysia. And how it happened was I was driving from JB to KL, and my playlist can only stretch that far. It's the same song over and over again. Mm. So I tuned into podcasts, and the first show that I heard was the No Sleep podcast.
Yeah.
So I came back, enjoyed every part of it, and I came back and I asked Jeff, I was like, hey Jeff, let's start a horror podcast. And
yeah, he just called me out of nowhere.
And from there on, we started with one show. It did from the bedroom of, yeah, my own bedroom. And now we have a home studio and we are running 6 active shows. Yeah.
Okay. So Jeff, did you have any background in production or anything like that before?
Well, I listen to a lot of radio. And yeah, I have like listened to a few podcasts by myself before we started this. Yeah, so just Kelvin just called me out of nowhere and he's like, hey, you want to like start a podcast? I was like, okay, sure. What do I have to do? He's like, okay, I've been listening to this podcast. So all you got to do is just read this out and we'll just see where that goes. It all started in his bedroom.
Right.
And it was like a scary story. Yeah, so I was like reading out this scary story slowly, like in a really creepy narrator and stuff. So it just kind of snowballed from there, you know. We just started exploring, all right, this is what we have to do. This is what we should get. We need to, like, up the quality and stuff. It's been a pretty interesting journey until now. It's been, like, a year ago?
Almost a year ago.
It's like a year ago,
almost
right?
Ago, yeah.
Yeah.
And what's your background? Kush, where do you come from? Okay, I mean, what's your kind of background?
Well, I've always been in the creative side of things, and I did study a little multimedia, so I do dabble in audio work and video visuals, whatnot. Mm. And I freelanced a lot about 2 years ago, and I was working in this company heading marketing. And at that time, I think there was like a spike in podcasting or something. So I thought, okay, let's try podcasting our marketing technique. And while I was producing a show, like a very ad hoc type thing, we were using earphones as microphones and things. Calvin called me up and he's like, hey, let's start podcasting. I'm like, that's exactly what I'm doing right now. Yeah. But yeah, let's do it. I don't know what happened, why everyone suddenly had the same idea to do podcasting, but I was really into it. Mm. And from there, Calvin brought me over. Then we did up his room. It's just like a small room, but we have like a table going right across wall to wall. And we put up a 70 ringgit mic up. And we got our first guest, and he allowed me to like speak and interview the guest, and we talked about him. This guest, he was actually working in a disabled school, like school for special needs kids. And I got to interview that, and I thought it was really nice and incredible. And from there, we kind of, like Jeff said, snowballed into different things and different ideas.
So you have a bunch of different podcasts going on right now there.
Definitely, yes.
Tell me about them.
Okay, so we have 6 active shows. We have a literary podcast called Two Booknerds Talking, hosted by Honey and Diana. Brilliant. A Seram podcast, a local Malaysian horror anthology, which is your story-driven narrative horror show. We have Gita podcast. I think the founder, Jack, was here a couple of months ago. That one is a poetry anthology, poetry storytelling anthology. Cultivating the Masses. It's a podcast that they bring in key opinion leaders, artists, upcoming people to talk about their journey from how they started to where they are now.
Yeah, you're touching on my ground there. Be careful.
I know. Anyways, yeah, so those are just some of the examples that we have. Another one that I want to highlight is our flagship Mandarin podcast called Qing Chun Pao Xian, or translated to The Pillars of Youth. It's a podcast that talks about the Chinese culture. It's a bit more sensitive in that sense where when we created a podcast, when we created Qing Chun Pao Xian, the idea behind it was the Chinese culture, we are more conservative to an extent that we don't like to express our feelings. It's not that we don't like to, it's just that we don't know how to. So that podcast was created to tell people like, hey, you're not alone. We feel the same way. This is how we overcome it. And yeah, don't be alone. Reach out to us and let's talk about it. So recently that podcast was a finalist on the Asia Podcast Award hosted in Singapore. Unfortunately, we didn't win, but we were proud and quite happy that we are actually nominated and got to the finalists of the best entertainment podcast segment.
How did you decide what podcast you want to do and what kind of content you wanted to cover?
Okay. So basically, we try to round up like a lot of good ideas. And if somebody were to come up with an idea, whether it be one of us, first of all, you got to pitch us in about what do you want to do. Okay. So we work on that idea. Okay. So what's the message here? What am I going to take away from this once I listen to your podcast? So you got all of this written out, and then we can't really judge whether we should like go with this podcast or not. It's all on paper, sure, but then you got to come in on the mic, and then you got to start like storytelling. You got to start giving out your points, and once we hear it, once we listen to it, and then that's when we judge whether we should like work on this, okay. And if it's not good, then we can like obviously like give in like some pointers or even like, I don't know, we just like cram all our brains together and then like we just try our best to make it work. If it's not good, then you still need to like do a lot of hand into scripting and stuff. Right. Scripting's always like important, like really important. So yeah.
Is this all of your full-time gig right now then? Or I'm seeing shaking heads. this is what you want to do full-time, is it?
For me, it's a full-time thing.
Right.
For Jeff, it's a full-time thing, but for Kush, it's a part-time thing.
Right.
For one of our partners, Nani, it's also a full-time thing for him.
Right.
So going back to your question, in the long run, definitely, this is a full-time thing for most of us on the show.
Yeah. All right, let's take a short break at this point. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. We'll be talking about expansion. Perhaps monetization is something that is big on any podcaster's list of wishes. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to Open for Business here on Enterprise on BFM 89.9.
Boring, fake, macho. BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. This is Enterprise and it's open for business. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm joined in the studio by
Kush,
Jeff,
and Kelvin.
From Renegade Radio, we're discussing podcasts. Not something that I normally would have in the studio to discuss. It's something that I normally, I'll confess now, I'll pass my shows to my intern and he'll podcast them for me. Because that process of getting something from here, from broadcast, to a podcast, which is then uploaded, can be somewhat tedious, right? And I'm getting nodding heads here in the studio because it is and can be a tedious process. Yeah. Of course, Jeff is the one nodding most, I'm assuming. And of course, Kush, you two, I'm guessing, have a lot to do with the editing and the formatting of the show and one thing or another.
Actually, mostly Jeff does that.
I mean, there's a lot of procedures, so yeah.
There's procedures, procedures, right? But let's talk about something that, as we went for a break, we discussed monetizing podcasts, right? And this is something that for anybody who wants to get into podcasting and wants to make it something, you know, of a career, is a big issue. Definitely. How have you guys looked at it and how do you think you might be able to monetize on your podcasts?
When it comes to monetization, it's a bit of an uncomfortable topic for a lot of podcasters that I encountered because, again, podcasting in the States has been around for decade long. But in Southeast Asia itself, it's a very, very, very new concept.
Yeah.
This medium itself, when you go and tell people about podcasting, they will try to correct you. You mean broadcasting.
Right.
Right? So monetization in its sense, I think it's still too early for a lot of people. My advice for a lot of people coming into the to the podcasting industry itself is like, if your goal is to come in to monetize, you're definitely in the wrong industry. Because speaking to a couple of so-called sponsors on our end, it's still a very foreign concept for them. And confidence in advertising or sponsorship towards Malaysian podcasting, it's still so new to them.
Mm.
And when they feel like it's a industry that is still too new, they get afraid to invest. They get afraid to sponsor. So I would say no. Mm. The Malaysian podcasting industry is still not ready for monetization until the masses knows what podcasting is as a whole.
So you're saying, I'm going to ask a couple of the other two as well, Jeff and Kush. Right now, is it a passion project or do you see more of it?
Okay, we do follow up with passion project a lot because we love what comes out of what we create. Because a lot of this that we do is homegrown. We taught ourselves to edit, we taught ourselves to produce, and we learned the business of everything that goes into podcasting. And we found out the difficult way that it's not just picking up a mic and talking. There's a lot that goes on behind the scenes, a lot. You cannot do this alone.
Yes.
Definitely cannot do this alone. And you need a lot of motivation because one of the biggest factors that goes into it is actually confidence when talking and podcasting. Now, going back to monetization part, Kelvin's right. It's a really new medium that's being acknowledged only now in Southeast Asia. And because of that, people are afraid to invest. But it's also something where it takes time to grow before we can actually start investing and start getting sponsorships and whatnot. Because it's based off of viewership. And the longer we are around, the viewership grows, same as almost the same as radio, same concept. But because podcasting has so many different fields and so many different topics and variations, it takes a very specific amount of effort and takes time to build that up. So even if we do have a good standard of monetizing, we won't get there yet. It's going to take a little while.
Jeff, any more to add?
Yeah, I think I agree with whatever Kush has just said.
Mm.
It's a very long run. So for the time being, yeah, it's an entirely, it's a passion project.
Mm.
So yeah, we basically have to try to get the masses out there to know more about podcasts. And once like it's a thing, I mean, it's already a thing right now, but it's not like a thing like outside of like KL or anything. So,
one of the issues that I've seen with it is the amount of choice that there is as well.
Yeah.
And for me, there are podcasts that I will always go to and I will always listen to. And the reason I choose to do that, one is familiarity with content. Two is loyalty. And three is the quality of that content when I first heard it. And it's these things that stick with you, you know, stuff like This American Life and you know, yep, stuff like that. You hear that and you know that the amount of effort that has gone into that, there's been weeks and weeks of research, yep, there's been days and days of editing, sometimes even weeks of editing, months, in fact. And you hear that as a final product, but it's still a niche market, you know.
Oh, that's a term we like to use.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very niche.
It is very niche, yeah, right? and that even for radio stations, you know, who do make money, of course, from advertising, when it comes to trying to monetize something like a podcast, has proven difficult for even radio stations. Yep. And of course, even for bigger, let's say, cable and satellite companies who have got that enormous range of choice, that's a tentative word I use there.
Okay.
You know, they are now, as you've seen, traditional media has taken this downturn of uptakes of new customers. Definitely. And they're struggling too. You know, how do you think that they have looked at podcasting? Do you think that they have considered it as well and moving into that kind of direction?
I think it's more towards the consumer behavior, because people nowadays are so accustomed to on-demand entertainment. You got your Netflix, you got your Spotify, and it gives people the freedom to choose what they want to listen to, when they want to listen to. And I think it goes back towards traditional media as well, where in radio, for example, everything that you listen to are structured for you. But if you take podcasting, for example, it's how Steve Jobs put it. It's TiVo and broadcasting, where it's like Netflix for your phone. Mm. You can listen to any program you want. You can subscribe to any podcast you want and listen to it whenever or wherever. So it honestly, I think in my point of view, it goes down to consumer behavior. Even cars, for example, nowadays, all the new cars coming out comes equipped with Bluetooth or AUX cable. So it really goes back to consumer, where what they want to listen to on their own time compared to what is already planned out and structured for them.
Mm.
So yeah.
The future is digital, though, right?
Definitely.
Yes. You know, so everything's in the pocket, yeah.
Everything is in the pocket. How do you... Okay, we're going to wrap up with a couple of questions that you've probably thought about. You want to make it a full-time thing, I imagine.
Definitely.
Where do you want to see yourselves in 3 or 4 years' time? Do you want to be looking at this as still being involved as you are, as much hands-on, or would you rather be kind of organically growing more content?
I think... probably
do you want to be
now.
Providers or do you want to be, you know, creators?
We want to sort of be both at the same time. We want to provide a platform, and just like radio, just like television, we want to make our platform another like place where people can like come to an alternative. You know, we can provide the space. Hey, you want to make a show? You want to make a podcast? You can come to us. Hey, you know, let's create some really cool narratives. Let's create like a story or something.
Mm.
We also want to dabble in that as well. Mm. You know, we want to craft stories. But right now, it's still a little bit of a blur. But we're working towards that. Yeah.
Personally, I enjoyed the process of creating shows for people, like Two Booknets Talking and Kita and Cultivating the Masses, for example. Those are three examples that we helped build from ground up. You know, and yeah, I love the journey from taking someone's idea and creating and bringing that idea into what we hear on podcasts now, you know, on the shows that we create now. At the same time, we also want this to go long term. So we have to find some of the obstacles that we have right now. It's monetization, you know, which goes back to the question that you have. So asking us what we want to do in the future, it's hand in hand, both creating shows for people, helping them come up with their ideas, strategizing, and also finding other avenues that we can help people with or help ourselves with in the long run.
Are you making any money right now?
You want to tell them?
Yes and no.
Okay.
Yeah. So we are...
Don't be shy. It's called Open for Business.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, can I say okay, how much we made?
Yeah.
We made $7.
Wait. Brilliant. Brilliant.
But again, going back to it, it is one of the fastest growing mediums currently. Because if you believe it or not, 5 years ago, podcasting was a $60 million business. Today, 5 years later, it's a $600 million business. It's one of the fastest growing mediums. And we are here. We've established something that takes people a while to do. And we've gotten to a point where we can help other people get to that point. And they don't have to put that much pressure as they would put maybe recording a video for YouTube or going on radio. It's difficult. It's not easy for everyone. Sometimes people are shy. Sometimes people don't have the guts. Sometimes they don't know what to talk about. We are here to handle all of that. So we know that we are capable of doing it because we've produced just enough.
Right. Ladies and gents, I want to thank Jeff, Kelvin and Kush for joining me here on Open for Business. I genuinely do wish you the best of luck. You know,
thank you very much.
This is going to be hard work, but clearly you three, four, really want to make this work. I have faith that you will do that, and I hope to have you back here in about a year's time when you've made more than $7.
Thank you very much.
All right, let's have that discussion then.
Hey, check out more of what we do. You can find us on rngdr.com, and you can listen to all of our podcasts there, from book reviews to any other podcasts that you may find interesting.
You are tuned in, of course, to Enterprise here on BFM 89.9. My name is Rich Bradbury. If you missed any part of this show, don't forget you can listen to the podcast. It's available via our app, via our website, and we are on Spotify. We'll be right back on BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.